This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by CHS. I'm Riley Smith. A U.S. Meat Export Federation seminar is helping exporters navigate the Cuban market. We'll have more right after this.
At CHS, we know what it takes to feed and fuel the world, to integrate a global ag and energy supply chain, to advocate for farmers in their fields and around the world, to build communities, invest in rural America, and empower rural economies. It takes courage, conviction, commitment. It takes the nation's leading farmer-owned cooperative. It takes a co-op. It takes CHS.
After many years of having a minimal presence in the market, U.S. red meat is gaining traction in Cuba, due in part to an expansion of private sector buying. To help U.S. suppliers capitalize on this opportunity, the U.S. Meat Export Federation recently held an educational seminar in Miami, bringing exporters and prospective buyers together to learn more about the procedures for conducting business in Cuba. USMEF Caribbean Representative Elizabeth Wunderlich said there's a great opportunity there.
There's excitement about the market. Our members just jumped at the chance for meeting all of these buyers. They made effort to come and learn about how to actually do business in Cuba. And we brought in an expert who has been working with exporting, but also with our government to understand how to muddle through all the regulations. And he did a super job of explaining the steps that you have to go to make this happen.
Paul Johnson of Focus Cuba, a consulting firm that specializes in assisting U.S. companies interested in the Cuban market, said that much of the interest from Cuban buyers is for U.S. pork due to a sharp decline in Cuba's domestic pork production.
Sales of pork are up about 400% compared to the same time last year. Relatively small number, obviously, but I expect that to increase based on two things. One, pork production in Cuba is down about 90%. And this new private sector in Cuba has the resources to fill in those needs for the Cuban consumers and for tourism. I think it's going to take time, but what I'm excited about is that there are buyers who have the resources. We no longer have to sell to just one company in Cuba. Now we can sell to thousands.
From the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.